Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, it is a Take Charge Tuesday on Kelman on Cliff Central. The guys from Unplugged and In Charge every Thursday at 12 p.m. in the building to jabber like his heart.
Yeah, yeah, on a Tuesday.
I have to tell you, I'm still getting Vaughn's spoken hustle yesterday. Yeah. It was very deep and it was very profound, and I'm still recovering from it. So I don't know what he's got left to give this week,
hey bro,
today and on Thursday.
But tough. To dig real deep.
Vaughn's in the building. Wes is in the building. Of course, every Thursday, Unplugged and In Charge is the full hour from 12 to 1 yeah. with the Lesejo and Simpiwe as well. What's on the agenda today?
Well, yeah, man, like, I, you know what, like, every time topics come up and well, we got to think of content, I usually, and I'm pretty sure Weza does the same, it's like, we always go back to ourselves and think, you know, what are we going through, because there's obviously many, many young people out there that go through exactly the same thing, so, yeah, I did that, man, and one of them was, talking about, are we running our race, or are we just running a race, because I think this is something I've been sitting with for a while now, and you know, man, you've seen me come in here, like, tired, like, looking like I'm falling apart, because I probably am, but I just started thinking about it, like, man, we get so busy, you know, like, we do so many things as young people, we get very entrenched in work, and you might find yourself frustrated, and maybe you feel unfulfilled, and, you know, it could boil down to something as simple as you're just running a race. You're not running the race you want to run, or you're not running your race. You know, both ways you get tired, but the one is one you actually want to do because you feel like it's yours, and the other is something you feel like you need to do, or you might feel like you have to do, or you might feel like you have no choice but to do. And yeah, the latter is kind of like sometimes where I find myself, you know, like, in a position where I'm running and I'm working really hard and I'm getting so tired and I'm sacrificing so much that I kind of lose track of what is this race I'm actually running? Like, what am I actually doing now? Is this something I want to, like, dedicate my time to all the time, or am I doing the right things? Or am I running the race that I envision in my mind for my life? You know, and I've been, like, tussling with this thought, but I figured, like, if I put out the topic there, you know, you guys at home can just take it in and think about it, because the solution, it lies with you. You know, there's no real solution that I could tell you, because I'm also, like, going through it. But I feel like the more I'm aware of what race I'm running, the higher the chances are of me making the right decisions, or making decisions that will assist in the way I feel and the way I actually go about the rest of my life.
Yeah, well, I mean, Vaughn is absolutely right. I think sometimes if you want to look at it in another direction, I was actually having a chat with a couple of guys sometime this week, and I think it's almost as if we were now to use the term race when we're talking about life itself, it's as if in grade one they said, on your marks, get set, go, and now all of a sudden you live a life of comparison. You don't want your peers to leave you behind, you know. You're always trying to run, and it's a constant sprint, you know. You're trying to get to grade one, grade seven, oh my gosh, grade 10, and then grade 12, and then all of a sudden people are going to varsity and you don't want to get left behind, so you think, okay, wait, which side are we going? And then you're trying to do things so quickly that you never just take a time to stop and say, wait, what do I like? What drives me? Mm. What's my passion? And we normally spend all this time, you know, trying to make sure that we keeping up, that we up to speed, and we are going as fast as other guys are going. You think, if my peers by now have cars, I need to have a car. If they have a house, I need to have a house. And you know, it's this constant comparison that we actually end up, you know, we stop looking at ourselves to say, okay, what's my race? Where do I want to go? Mm. Because maybe where you're going it is not necessarily where, let's say, where Vaughn's going. Mm. And your race is totally different. You might not even need to run all that fast because you should actually be taking a left here, and you out here trying to run straight because you're trying to make sure Vaughn doesn't, you know, pass you by. Meanwhile, no, man, that's where he is going. It's not necessarily where you're going. Mm. And I think we often do this where we're running so quickly to try and keep up with everybody, and that we hardly ever, you know, take some time to just look at ourselves.
Yeah, man, I agree. Like, and it starts with running the race almost like with your head down. You know, you're just like in it, and you're going, but your mind still works. You're still thinking and saying, okay, but I'm doing the right things, and it gets like challenging, you know, because you feel like you are doing things, but then you get to you carry on asking yourself, like, but why do I not feel like as fulfilled? Why do I always feel like there's another space I could be in that would make me feel better? And those type of questions, you know, they kind of almost stay with you in a way. They haunt you throughout the running or throughout this race, in an analogy, because you're not feeling the satisfaction that you should feel running this path, because perhaps we've never stopped and said, is this my race or is this just a race?
Mm, there's a Chinese proverb that says, why are you running when you're going the wrong way?
Yeah.
Sure. So how does one take charge of that situation?
That's exactly sort of where I'm at. Like, I'm trying to figure that out, bro. Like, I think I would, like I said in the beginning, for me, the solution would be to be aware of it. Like, just be more aware of it. Think about what it is you're doing, how it is you feel. And I think it starts with the sparking the consciousness of your situation, and then allowing that to settle in your mind, and then make a decision based on that. That's kind of like what I'm doing at the moment.
I think it also has to do with asking the tough questions. You know, there's often there's these questions we don't want to ask ourselves. You think, ish, no, not now. I'm not ready. No, we can't answer that now. Yo, like, is it, for instance, things like changing careers, or, you know, doing something that's literally life altering. Sometimes we're scared to make these big decisions because you think, ish, I don't know what people will say. Oh, no. Hey, I don't want to go through those conversations with my mom of, are you sure this is what you want to do? And you're thinking, Mom, am I sure? I'm not sure myself. Okay, let me just stay. You know, it those tough conversations or the tough questions that you first start asking yourself to say, is it really where I'm supposed to be? Is this it? And often we scared to ask ourselves these questions because you're scared of, if the answer is going to be no, what then? Mm. Will I be able to stand up in front of my mom and say, Mom, listen, I even from my personal experience, I think I've failed like 4 or 5 times, maybe like with a year in between, to say, hey, Mom, I don't think this is what I want to do. And then she's like, oh, no, no. Then I'm like, no, don't worry, I'm going back. Cause it's scary, you know, and you also sometimes don't have the, you know, the courage to stand by this new decision, especially if it's life altering, because you want someone to say, look, I'll give you insurance. If it doesn't work out, here's insurance. And if there's no insurance, now it's uncomfortable.
What separates the people with the big balls or the people from the small balls?
Shucks. I think when you say it like that, now a lot of guys are challenged.
It's hard, right? Okay, I got to go to Duncan. Duncan, you're listening to this. Now, I want you to be serious because you've been dropping some serious pills from 4 o'clock. I want you to be serious. On this topic of running your own race, where are you at with that? You're a millennial as well.
In correlation with that, Kalman, I'll have to say running, being aware that we're all leading different and unique lives on our own, and that you can't really compare your life to another person's life, is really important, especially when you're a millennial. And then only you'll realize when someone like Boiti, who's 26 years old and has just bought herself a warehouse, and you are still at your house with your mom and whatever, You shouldn't at all, Calman, feel bad, because we're all leading different lives and we all have something different to offer to this life.
I do like, though, that you're one person that I know, though, that doesn't actually seem affected by what other people have. I don't know. I could be wrong. But you don't seem that affected by other people having more or less than you.
You see, my thing, Calman, is I'm just glad to be alive, just to be a human being. For all we know, I could have been that chair that you're sitting on. But I find myself to be in this privileged position just to be a human being and just be the best that I can be.
If you mean that, then you're really lucky. Yeah. I have to tell really lucky.
Shout out
to him. He deserves an applause or something like that.
Oh, hang on. We'll give him the horn. No, we'll give it to you. You don't have to do it. There it is. This is for you, Duncan, for being so confident in who you are and not caring about what other people have and you may not have.
Yeah.
Because I have to be honest, I am one of the shittiest people at running my own race. I'm so comparative. I go into Instagram and I go into Twitter and Snapchat and all these things, and it's instantaneously I'm comparing my life to other people.
And it happens a lot to a lot of people. In fact, I've got a friend who said she literally had to block or let me just say deactivate Instagram and so on so that she can stop comparing her life to other people, because she also felt inadequate. She felt like, her life is not moving as fast. She doesn't have these things.
Is that taking charge of it, though? Because I've also thought about, maybe it's just about not being on social media. But is that taking charge of the situation, or do you need to address it on a deeper psychological level? Because otherwise, in the back of your mind, you're saying, cool, my life's great, but it's probably because I went off Instagram because I couldn't deal with everybody else. So I don't know. To get to the root of the problem of being insecure about your own lane and your own journey, I don't know how you take charge of the root of it outside of just deactivating the Instagram account. Unless that is taking charge.
I think deactivating is probably just on fixing the problem from the surface.
It's like a superficial fix.
If you really want to go deep into it, it's really about doing a bit of introspection and saying, okay, where is my life headed? Am I really happy with myself? Am I confident in who I am? What do I have going for me? Just that self-appreciation is very important. And when you lack self-appreciation, I mean, Calman, it's mind blowing for someone else to say, to think that you might not feel that your life is all that great. They're like, what, dude? You're on Cliff Central, man. You got a show every day, dude.
It's because I don't have Boyce's Warehouse.
You see what I mean? So, I mean, here's the thing with success. Someone told me once that there's actually no such thing as successful. Success doesn't have a cap or a final destination. Success is made up of checkpoints. And you never quite reach the end. So because it's like this, you'll never really you'll never get to a stage where there is nobody doing better than you at something. You'll always, even if you're LeBron James, there's someone doing better than you somewhere. Even if you're Jay-Z, I mean, you 1 year you think you're the ish, and then Beyonce makes more money than you the next year. Mm-hmm. And then, whoever you might be, I mean, you think you Adele and you did so well, and then all of a sudden Rihanna breaks a record of her own with her old Anti album. So, I mean, what I mean is, no matter who you are, there's always going to be someone who's doing something better than you are. Mm-hmm. So what's important is that you stop comparing, because comparison is the biggest robber of sin, of happiness.
Right. Sorry, man. The thing with what I'm thinking about is, like, I don't compare my life. Like, I don't actually get caught in that trap. I compare my life to what's in my heart. Like, that's my fight. Like, I know what I can do. I know what I want to do. I feel it, right? I know the space I want to occupy and where I feel I will be. I feel like my skills will grow, my knowledge will grow, my output will be better, my general outlook on what it is I want to do will be clearer. I have this vision of what it is I want to be and where I want to be, but am I there yet? No. Am I on the path to that yet? I'm not sure. And that's where my comparison comes with. I compare myself to what I hold my own standards to. What I hold my dreams to. I hold myself
accountable. Those standards are influenced by what other people are doing. They have to be. Otherwise, you've got no point of reference. You've taken what other people are doing and said, well, if that person can do that, surely I can do that better than them. So there still is an element of comparison in there.
Here's something interesting.
Maybe.
There's something called the law of relativity, right? And normally, we look at speed, and we compare different things to see how fast a certain object is moving. But, now imagine this. If two cars are going, next to each other, they're both going in the same direction. Let's say the one is driving at 180 and the other one is going at 160. To the one car, it looks like, oh, this guy is passing me at a speed of 20 kilometers per hour. All right. So it only looks like he's driving 20 kilometers faster than I am. Meanwhile, to someone standing still, jeez, these guys are moving fast. 160 and 180. My gosh, these guys are out of here. Mm. You see, and now let's say you, the guy traveling 160, and you see this guy going, and he's passing you, and you're thinking, oh man, my life is so horrible, because you're using a moving object to compare your relativity of speed, and you think you're doing badly because he's doing very well. Meanwhile, if your comparison was with something stationary like the Earth, then you would see that, man, I'm actually doing very, very well. You know, let's say we're not comparing with another moving object, but we're comparing with something standing still. Mm. And I think the something standing still is yourself. And you, if you want a better on your best, and you can say, man, I'm actually doing quite well. I think happiness is relative in that regard, because you might get an award from Gareth for being, for having a really good show and being very consistent throughout the year. And he says, you know what? Well done, Ari. Here's an award. And you feel like, wow, you know what? I've done it this year. Man, I grew. Yes. Thank you. And you feel a certain sense of, you know, you're very happy and proud of where you are. And then Kendrick Lamar wins a Grammy Award and he feels the same feeling. And it's literally the same feeling, but it's relative.
It's levels.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
You see, I also worry about how much motivation comes from wanting to do better than other people. Because I think that a lot of motivation comes from, I've seen X person do Y, I want to do that, I want to do Y, and I want to do it better. Mm. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, to be motivated by wanting to do. I mean, that's what being competitive is. Yeah. So at what point is it competitive versus running your own race and striking that balance and taking charge of that?
You know, like, I hear that too, and I do think that all of us have that element of competitiveness. I think it's like, it's probably like the way we're wired as human beings. You know, we see our peers and we think, I want to do better.
More, better, faster, stronger, yeah, all of that.
Yeah, but I think, like, just personally speaking, like, it's been like this for a long time in my life. I've always felt that there's a lot inside of me that I don't want to die with. You know what I mean? I don't want to be old one day and say, when I leave now, what I believe is inside of me, what I believe I can do, dies with me. You know, I that's what's been my biggest, like, fear, and my biggest fear of regret is to let myself down, with regards to what I believe I can do. You know, and that's I think where my struggle always sits in my mind. Like, there's certain things I'm doing now that I have to do, but they're not necessarily all the things I want to do. You know, and the things I want to do, I really don't want to die without doing them. You know, and I think that's where my fight comes, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people could feel like that. But I'm kind of in touch with who I am and what I believe I'm capable of doing. I just get into the fight where I've got to actually decide on doing it, and take the risk and take the steps that Wizzo was saying. Like, you know, there's no assurance, there's no insurance, there's nothing. You just got to take the risk and try it, because I've got a lot inside of me that I feel that I've got a lot inside of me to offer. I've got a lot I can do and learn and grow into, that is of a huge interest to me. But it's just a matter of doing it so that I don't let myself down. I think that's my battle, you know?
Yeah. I think, let's say we had to build a house either using bricks or using sticks. And now compare using sticks as competing with people, right? Comparing and competing, and we both get to the destination, right? We both get to that success level. But what happens when you have been living to try and become better than this person? You want a person to see, I mean, when you finally got somewhere, you're going to say, hey, look at what I have. Do you know that guys in my level don't have this yet? Do you know that this is like a big thing? And often, like, I don't know if for instance, if you can imagine when you had a new car, if you bought it with your own money and so on, if after getting it, what has fueled you is having people pat you on the back, you'll never quite be fulfilled, because what you expected their reaction to be and what it ends up being is, it's not the same. And then what you end up doing is going to more people to say, hey, look at my new car. And still you don't quite get it. And that's the thing. People will never really quite give you that appreciation that you think you're going to get in your mind. Like, let's say, for instance, when you told your mom the first time you're going to be on radio, in your mind, it was going to be this huge thing. Her reaction was going to be huge. She was going to jump and be happy. And then she's like, oh, okay, that's nice. With who? With Gareth. Oh, man, that's great. And you thought, anticlimax. You know? And if that was your drive, you're really going to, you know, you're going to be a bit down. And you're going to think
that, yeah. I think that's a good.
Yeah. Versus, let's say it was just about you and you just wanted to make yourself proud. Man, the good feeling that you get from patting yourself on the back. And then you go down to, you know, to the bar or wherever.
You're like, too self-actualized, Weza.
Yeah.
You really are.
And you say, you know what? I've done well.
No, it's you're right. You're right. And I'm going to have to play this podcast back to myself.
Fantastic.
Because I'm not there.
Yeah,
We got about 2 minutes here. I got to get closing remarks on the topic of running your own race versus running just a race against other people. Give me the final take, 60 seconds. Let's kick it off with you, Vaughn.
Okay, so because I feel like I'm fighting this fight, I'm going to say it's okay. I think it's okay to be confused. I think it's okay to be frustrated. I don't think you should get down on yourself anymore. I think you must recognize your situation, take a step outside of yourself and have a look at what it is you're doing and what it is you want to do. In fact, maybe write down 5 things you want to do in your life again, and on the other side, write down another 5 things that you are doing and see how many you actually match up. Maybe that kicks you into gear to make a decision. I think I'm going to do that tonight.
Let's look at the Olympics, running races. You might not win the Olympics, but there was a time once someone said to you, you will never run anything lower than 10 seconds. You got third place. Usain Bolt won the race. But then the commentator says that was a personal best of 9.35 seconds from you. Wow. That was a personal best. That means that was the best you can do. And you know what? You can go home sleeping very well at night to say, I bet it on my best.
So Take Charge Tuesday. More of this stuff comes your way on a Thursday between 12 and 1 in Unplugged and In Charge. Dweza, Vaughn, how do we keep up with both of you all day?
Catch me on every social media platform under Vaughn the Poet, and on Facebook, I'm just Vaughn Thiel.
On Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere, I'm just Weza That Guy. No down dash, no underscore, no nothing.
Power, there you go. That's a Take Charge Tuesday. Look at that, Duncan. We cope fine without producer Cats.
Producer who?
Thank you very much. We even shared a sweetie pie earlier. It was quite a
wasn't that delish, man.
That's great.
Just to end off, Carmen, quickly.
Yes.
Own life, own pace, own chase. I've got a face.
Yeah. That was beautiful. It's Duncan the Pump. Dunk the Pump. Huh?
What is straight it?
Duncan
face.
The Pumpkin.
Yeah, there you go. We'll do this all again tomorrow between 4 and 6. The GCS next. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.